welcome back, Wawaland. Thanks for hanging out with us. Someone else hanging out with us this morning. We've got our former Allen County Council President, Tom Harris. He is with us because he has announced his plans to run for the 1st District Allen County Commissioner seat. So he is live in studio. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Kayla and Wawa listeners. Good morning.
I'm so glad that you are here. You told me you've been a longtime listener, but Tom, I have never actually met you. I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about you. So we're going to start off really easy.
Okay.
Why are you running for commissioner?
Fantastic. I've served on county council for about 14 years, elected 4 times. My goal is to continue to help Allen County grow and run local government more effectively and more efficiently.
When you were serving on the Allen County Council as president, how long were you serving on that council before you decided, you know what, I think I want to make a run for commissioner?
Sure, right. This opportunity came up when Nelson Peters decided not to run this year. So when he announced that in January, that was something that I've been looking at for a few years. But my goal was to make sure that let's run county council as effectively as we can, working with the commissioners. And there's about 36 different departments and elected offices in the county structure. My goal is to make sure let's run that as effectively as we can over the years.
You know, a question that I get a lot, especially talking about our commissioners, which, you know, Nelson, a good friend of ours as well, as you mentioned. A question that I always get for people is, what does a commissioner actually do? So, Tom, what would an Allen commissioner potentially do?
Yeah, Allen County is, again, made up of these departments and elected officials and such. And the goal of the commissioner is really to kind of set that vision for the county and to be able to have the ability to work with all these department heads, all these elected officials, work with our judicial system and the court of judges. As well as just work with the community and all the different communities, opening up communication waves and opportunities to make sure that we understand the pulse of the communities and some of the challenges that they're facing through this growth as well.
Did you always want to be in politics?
I've always had a desire to help my community, and I think I'm a former Boy Scout and always try to leave any organization that I've belonged to a little bit better than I left it, and I've tried to do that in every facet of life. And so I'm trying to do that. I continue to do that, and I will continue to do that for Allen County.
Amen to that. I wish more people kind of had that spirit about them to leave things a little bit better than they found them. Let me ask you this, because the big topic around our neck of the woods, I don't know how often you listen, Tom, but it's all about solar farms.
Sure.
And I know you're talking a lot about growth and a vision for the future and opportunities. And it does seem like solar farms are popping up left and right. So I'm going to be point blank and just ask you, where are you at on that?
Yeah, it's and I had a chance to talk to the Farm Bureau recently as well. And it's one of those issues where we want to recognize property rights and understand the owners of properties. They have a right to do as they choose. However, we also need to continue to think about what's good for the community as well. So that balance between those two, as I talked to the Farm Bureau, and a number of ideas were mentioned, but just the idea of being able to put solar on top of barns and on top of structures makes a lot of sense. I think the commissioner's role is to listen and understand the needs of both the farmers as well as those that want to protect this fertile ground that is some of the best places in the country to raise crops, and be able to save that for future generations as well. So understanding both sides of that and then trying to come down with a side that makes best sense for everybody is what the commissioner's role is.
It really is a push-pull, and I know that you know you're not always going to make both sides entirely happy. So that'll definitely be a conversation that you and I will probably continue to have for the next several weeks. But on a lighter note, I do want to ask you this. You are a really busy guy. You are the bicentennial chair, right?
Correct, yes.
So we just had in Allen County our 200th birthday. The big old kickoff celebration was yesterday. You led that charge. How was that?
That was fantastic. It was a neat opportunity. You know, we were challenged a few ways. We set this plan about 6-9 months ago and said, let's not miss this opportunity. Our goal was to do a little bit more than what happened 100 years ago, and that was not much.
the bar was set really low.
So we were able to hit that pretty easily. However, the goal was to raise awareness for both those that live here and the citizens of this county and this community, but also raise it for business community and make sure that people are aware of the history and the amazing accomplishments and achievements that have happened over 200 years in this county. And it happened to be yesterday. So when we set this about 6 months ago, Kayla, we said to ourselves, April in Indiana, we could do this outside. We may want to do it inside. Yeah. And guess what?
We chose inside.
And it, sure enough, it was cold, wet, and rainy on April 1st.
Well, it looks like it was one heck of a celebration. I'm looking at a picture in the paper here. Confetti everywhere, balloons everywhere.
Yes.
It looks like our Lieutenant Governor, Susan Crouch, was there as well.
Yeah.
So will there be more celebrations, more events throughout the year to celebrate our 200th birthday?
In fact, one of our other challenges was that this is spring break week for a lot of our schools. A lot of people are traveling. So we've set the date for April 20th as the next event, and that is a block party in the downtown Fort Wayne area. And we're going to have a number of different activities. Food trucks, streets are going to be closed and such in the downtown area. But we are inviting the public to come down, check that out. The History Center will be open. There'll be tours of the courthouse. And the Fort for Fitness is going to be doing a historic hustle, is what they're calling it.
A historic hustle. So, I love that.
Where you'll be able to go around and see different landmarks of the Fort Wayne area and such. In our community.
What a way to also promote, you know, something like health and wellness, learning about our county.
Yeah.
Tom, really great stuff this morning. I'm so excited about Allen County's 200th. I didn't even know that until yesterday during a quick commercial break. My producer told me that, admittedly. So I'm glad to have you on. It worked out perfectly. Let's have you back on when we get to April 20th for that next celebration.
Fantastic. That'd be great.
I love it. That is Tom Harris. He is running for the first district Allen County commissioner seat, joining us here on
Podcasts by Federated Media.